Good afternoon, it's Phil from socialhikingshareyouradventure.com, and I thought I would do an audio boo just talking through the very kind of basic concepts of what social hiking does and the technology behind it. And this boo is partially at the request of Bernie Goldbach, who's top gold on audio boo and Twitter. In a nutshell, social hiking lets you share your outdoors progress live or afterwards on a BAP with embedded media. So it takes your location and your media to create a map. As far as location goes, there are various ways that location can be shared. For live location, so that's location shared as you complete your outdoor adventure, there are hardware devices such as Spot and Yellowbrick which communicate direct with satellites and allow you to share your location on a regular basis via those satellites. And then there is several apps for mobile phones, including one called ViewRanger, which is an excellent outdoor app. And it has a feature called Buddy Beacon, which allows you to ping your location on a regular basis. But you can also share your location by recording what you're doing and then uploading it later via a GPX file. And you can create those GPX files using one of probably thousands of mobile phone apps on every type of phone, and also using dedicated GPS devices that allow you to record your track. And GPX exports or imports are not live, they're historic of something that you've done. You can also share your location via the media that you're sharing, so sites for instance like Twitter, Instagram, Foursquare, Audioboo, Flickr, Picasa, allow you to tag your particular location related to that media, and that location information alone can be used to produce a map of what you've done. And social hiking takes all that information and does a bit of processing. It needs to be able to cope with any user sharing any of those location sources at any time, and then it creates a customized map that's curated to relate to that particular trip or journey or hike or cycle. As far as media goes, there are two kind of different types of media, I guess. You have live media, which is media that you share and upload as it happens. So for instance, tweets, Foursquare check-ins, photos shared on sites like Instagram or direct on Twitter. There's also historic media. So that's media where you've recorded or taken a photo previously, but the information as to when you actually created that media is still accessible. So an example would be recording an audio boo and then uploading it when you get home, or doing a Bambooza video that you upload when you're back in Wi-Fi, or taking photos on your camera that you then share to sites like Flickr and Picasa when you get home. And what then social hiking does is it looks at your location at a given time that you shared some media. So if you took a photo at 10 o'clock and you had a location at 5 past 10, social hiking takes the assumption that that media must relate to that point because it was within 5 minutes, so you must have been pretty much around that kind of area. And it takes all the media that you're sharing, and there are some stuff that it uses with hashtags, for instance, that allows you to limit so that only certain media is shared. And it takes all that information and puts it together to create a map of what you did, showing the media where you shared them. And that can be either live as it happens, sharing your location and media as you create them and as you walk, or it can be historic, so it takes your recorded location that you've saved, it takes your historic media and it merges it together, or a bit of both. You share live and then you add to that information when you get back with photos from your camera.